it, cause of course I was lacking the money. I could predict it when she went back to her country. Her vacation to the city, now she's leaving my world. Now I feel pity for Diddy, I be needing a girl.
This is Hannah Lazar sitting here with
Iron Jack
and one of my favorite United States Latin band members, Andres, with Yerba Buena, and we're sitting in their tour bus after one of their most amazing shows in San Diego. I had such a great time. So, Andres, how did you get all of these wonderful musicians together and vocalists together? I mean, it is just one of the most amazing bands.
Well, the project started about 5 years ago in New York. Cuckoo, the one of the lead singers, and myself founded the band. And basically, the musical concept of bringing together all these Afro-Cuban roots with, you know, many other musical styles that include, you know, cumbia, Middle Eastern music, you know, rock, jazz, hip-hop, added to the fact that there was all these great musicians that we knew in New York, and the timing was such that everybody was, you know, excited and into the idea of participating in this collective. So that's the way it is. I mean, we've been going pretty hard for about, it's actually been about 6 years, and the band, like I said, the core band is myself, Cuckoo, and Pedrito, the percussionist, and Xiomara, and you know, our bass.
Xiomara, one of the vocalists.
One of the vocalists, exactly. They're all from Cuba and from Venezuela. And the rhythm section has been varied. Right now we have Scooter, who's been our drummer for a few years, and Panayotis is our bass player for only 3 months. He's from Greece. And this week we have actually Xiomara's son playing keyboards with us. And, you know, next week it's going to be Alfredo La Fe on violin, and then we have, you know, horn players and, you know, a harp player. And it really, I'm very interested in the spontaneity that happens on stage. And as you could see today, I was changing arrangements. Oh. I don't know if you can tell constantly.
Yeah.
So you know, we did this thing with Voltio tonight for the second time. And I think that's one of the exciting things as, you know, as a musician on stage and as an audience member, just feel like you're participating in something that's happening there. Right then, it's the first time that's happened. It's got that. I think it really engages everybody. Like, well, we're seeing an improvisation or something new.
Oh,
you know, so.
Yeah, that's one of the best things about Yerba Buena. And actually, Yerba Buena was the band that made me fall in love with Latin music.
Oh, for real? Great.
Yeah. So, and I know it does that for a lot of people. Mm. And now that you're doing this podcast, you know, it's being listened worldwide. Mm-hmm. So now your fan base is expanding exponentially here. So, with all these great musicians surrounding you all the time, but who inspires you? What other musicians inspire you?
Well, I work with a lot of people. I mean, aside from the band, I produce a lot of records, and I do a lot of film music, and I curate other concerts as well. And so I'm constantly, you know, engaged in collaborating with musicians from all over the world. I've been producing records for, today's my birthday. It's actually my 20th anniversary in the studio. I mean, it started when I was 16 and a half.
Happy birthday.
Yeah,
that was
thanks.
Fun. That was a fun part of the show, definitely, where they just brought that up there.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Fun.
We've been celebrating since last night, so.
Oh, nice.
It's been a long day. But anyway, the inspiration behind this band has been, you know, in great part my experience as a producer with so many artists around the world. And I've always felt there was a need for a band to cross, to bring together, you know, urban music and Latin music, and kind of explore the African side of Latin music.
Yeah.
As opposed to the rock side or the electronic side, or, you know, as well as, I mean, I'm very interested in all those, but this is very interesting common denominator between, you know, R&B, hip-hop, and Afro-Cuban music, you know, and then from then on, you keep going into, you know, cumbia sounds like, you know, Romanian music, and then you have, like, all this common, that's really what interests me.
As a producer,
and obviously I don't get to explore or experiment that much in other people's records, so that's why we put the band together.
It's always expanding.
So with all the musicians that you have in your band, what goes into creating a song?
How does that go about it?
Well, 90% of the writing is done by myself and Cuckoo. And then there's, you know, everybody participates a little bit, like Pedrito. Well, really just Pedrito at this point. And there's been other collaborators in the past that have, you know, either just written with us or were in the band and no longer in the band, and, you know, different combinations. But, you know, all the music is inspired in our life in New York. That's why the record's called Island Life. It's, you know, based on Manhattan life and everything that we encounter in a very eclectic lifestyle there, with so many influences and so many different types and groups of people that we're surrounded with that, you know, inspire the music of Yerba Buena and the angle in which we see, you know, our modern life, per se, in New York.
Right, and Island Life does have a different sound than your first album. It has more of that hip-hop sound, more of a modern sound. Where is Yerba Buena going in the future? Would you consider, you already work with many different musicians, but would you consider working with other genres completely, like mixing your Yerba Buena music with, say, electronica? Or
yeah, I mean, you know, the great thing about this concept is that I'll never get tired of making Yerba Buena records, because it's, in a way, it's a bit of like my diary, you know, of where I've been for the last year with Cuckoo and where we've traveled and what we've been listening to, and whatever that is makes it into the record. So it's kind of an expansive, infinite concept that in which everything counts. I mean, I can't really think of any kind of music that wouldn't find itself relevant in a Yerba Buena record. I mean,
right.
I mean, it's. I mean, even when you pick any song on the record, and I can describe like five or six different influences or roots of different kinds of music that are in each tune. So it's really fun. For me, it's just a lot of fun and very challenging it was very challenging to make the second record, and now I'm making the third one, and very intense personal process, because I also produce and record everything, and, you know, obviously everybody comes in and plays their parts, but then I basically just lock myself into the studio and edit the whole thing, put things together, match things from different parts, and assemble the record like it's a movie, pretty much. So,
and for those of you fans that don't know, Andres Levin has been previously not nominated with a Grammy. So what was that experience like?
Well, the band was nominated. I mean, our first record was nominated. It was great. I mean, it's an amazing honor on our first record. And I've had a few nominations as a producer, like three, I believe. And but this was by far the most surprising and the most, you know, we didn't even know. We were on the air, landing in San Francisco, and Atlanta, there was like 20 messages on my phone. I really was not expecting it, you know, because it was our first record, and, you know, we were just getting going, and boom, and we got nominated, not in the Latin Grammys, but in the regular Grammys. So it was great, you know. I mean, you know, just to be nominated is enough, you know, and certainly gave us a lot of respect and kind of positioned us in the industry in an interesting way. But, you know, that doesn't mean anything for me. I mean, we just keep going.
You just keep going.
I mean, for me, these, you know, every single show is important. The fans, I mean, to play for people that never heard us is the biggest challenge, because if you can engage them in one or two songs, then and the kind of music we do is not really anything that people can describe, but it sounds familiar, but they don't really know what it is, you know. So it's very, very fun, and you know, the live band is you know, locomotive, you know. I mean, once we got on stage, everybody was sleeping in the bus when we got here.
Oh, that's almost later, unbelievable.
10 minutes later, it's like boom, yeah.
Fire. I mean, for those of you who were not at the show in San Diego at the 4th and B tonight, September 30th, you really missed out on an amazing show. I mean, there was no one left on the walls. No, all the wallflowers were dancing. You know, people that normally are standing around watching other people move, they couldn't stop it. The music was moving through them.
So is there any one show in particular that stands out most in your mind?
The concert, you mean?
Yeah, performance.
We are, we just did something great at a festival in New York called Amsterdam Jam about a month ago. They invited us to do a mashup with Busta Rhymes.
Oh.
So we actually did a couple of tunes with him on stage, and that was incredible. And
wow.
It was, you know, the bill was us, Busta, Tego, and LL, and Foo Fighters, and Tom Petty.
Oh,
and everybody got to do a mashup and kind of share a couple of tunes, and that was amazing. I mean,
because
the energy of Busta and his crew and ours together was like, was really one of the high points, you know. And we've done a lot of great collaborations. I mean, this band's open for Dave Matthews, Willie Nelson, Celia Cruz, who else? Ray Charles a few times.
Oh,
too.
Wow.
Nice.
So we've been in front of such different audiences. So, you know, that's always really great to get like a Willie Nelson crowd off their lawn chairs.
And Yerba Buena can do that because you incorporate so many different kinds of music in
exactly.
your music. And okay, so let's talk about the tour that you're on right now, Musica Fresca.
Yeah, Musica Fresca is a concept that we put together that I'm curating with the intention of bringing together Latin artists and Latin bands that are not only unique but also very influenced by their roots. You know, both Acquit and Voltio mix a lot of their, you know, Mexican and Puerto Rican roots in both cases, and obviously Yerba Buena as well. So I'm very interested in bands that are not afraid to sample and play with the grandparents' music per se. So this is just the first year; it's our first attempt, and you know, Yahoo Telemundo has sponsored the tour. It's it's been great to travel with everybody. I mean, it was like 40 people traveling together across the country.
On bus.
Basically across the country. Yeah. And you know, hopefully next year it'll be bigger and bigger and bigger, and you know, we'll keep building this idea. I mean, I think this kind of music needs to we need to create our market and create our space, because it doesn't really fit into anything that's out there right now. So that's the intention, to make our own market.
How can people find out more about Musica Fresca? Do they go on the Yerba Buena website?
Yeah, you can go to the yerbabuenamusic.com website. You can go to musicafrescafestival.com. And we'll be on the road till October 10th.
Where are you going next from San Diego?
L.A. tomorrow, and then on East Coast. We're going to New York. And Yerba Buena is doing three shows on our own in the Midwest. You can check them out at yerbabuenamusic.com. And then we're doing Voodoo Fest, and we're doing a lot of great festivals towards the end of the year, as well as Yerba Buena. So, you know, we're always out there, so you could just try to find us and go on the website regularly, and there's always something that pops up, and, you know.
Gosh, thank you so much, Andres, for meeting with us.
Thanks
and
so much for coming.
Have a great time on your tour.
All right, thanks a lot.